Hi everyone, welcome back to the MetaBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of scalenes, found under the anatomy section at MetaBullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to scalenes. The origin of the scalenes is on the transverse processes of the C2 to C7 vertebrae. In terms of the insertion, the anterior and medial scalene insert on the first rib. The posterior scalene inserts on the second rib. With regards to their action, the anterior and medial scalene elevate the first rib and flex the neck to the same side. The posterior scalene elevates the second rib and flexes the neck to the same side. In terms of the innervation, the scalenes are innervated by the brachial plexus. And with regards to the arterial supply, remember that they are supplied by the ascending cervical artery, which is a branch of the thyrocervical trunk. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to scalenes, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 65-year-old patient is undergoing a right total shoulder replacement. He has been on long-standing narcotics for chronic pain. He has pulmonary disease, diabetes, coronary heart disease, and a BMI of 31. His medication list includes a corticosteroid inhaler and aspirin. A preoperative ECG demonstrated first-degree heart block. Lung function testing revealed a forced expiratory volume of 45%. What would be a relative contraindication to an interscalene nerve block for this patient? And the answer choices are choice 1, age. Choice 2, medications. Choice 3, obesity. Choice 4, forced expiratory volume of 45%. Or choice 5, first degree heart block. The best answer to this question is choice 4. Forced expiratory volume of 45%. FEV1 equals 45% is classified as severe obstructive disease. Severe lung disease is considered a contraindication to interscalene nerve block for shoulder surgery. A common side effect of interscalene nerve blocks for shoulder surgery is the blockade of the ipsilateral phrenic nerve. If this was to occur, paresis of the diaphragm can result in up to 30% reduction in pulmonary function volumes. As a result, interscalene nerve blocks are generally not recommended for patients with moderate or severe lung disease. Other contraindications include allergy to local anesthetics, contralateral phrenic nerve injury, infection at the injection site, uncontrolled seizure disorder, coagulation abnormality, and pre-existing neurologic injury. The publication by Misamor et al. Assessed the safety and efficacy of interscalene brachial plexus block anesthesia when performed on patients who were anesthetized with a general anesthetic prior to the performance of the block. Persistent neurological complications occurred in 4.4% of patients, and long-term neurological complications occurred in 0.8%. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Age is not a contraindication. Choice 2. Near-axial blocks can be safely performed on patients taking aspirin or NSAIDs. Choice 3. Obesity alone is not a contraindication, unless it is the cause of restrictive lung disease. Choice 5. Heart disease is not a contraindication. That's all for this review about scalenes. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.